So let's talk a little bit about wild-type disease. And Ann, maybe we can start out with your 81-year-old patient with metastatic adenocarcinoma.
So this was an 81-year-old. She was actually a former nurse. Then she was found to have stage 4 disease, which was pretty standard. I mean, she had bilateral pulmonary nodules, a couple liver mets, and some adenopathy, but no brain disease. I did profile her because I actually think we should profile the elderly patients to try to see if we can avoid systemic chemotherapy at all costs. So I generally will profile all my patients over 70 if they have adenocarcinoma for sure.
She was a smoker?
She was actually, well, she was a former nurse. She had a minimal former smoking history, but she said that it was very remote. And so she was wild-type for everything. We didn't pick up anything on our 46-gene panel, so I proceeded with carboplatin pemetrexed. And I did dose-reduce the carbo to AUC5 at first, and the pemetrexed I kept at 500. But, you know, she didn't tolerate it well, so on our subsequent cycles, they went down to AUC5 and then 400 for the pemetrexed.
And what's the follow-up?
So far, she's doing well. My plan, I think she's on cycle 5 coming up, and then my plan will be to give her maintenance therapy if she can continue to mount a response. She's had, I would say, a minor response. Nothing dramatic, though.
So you're going to do maintenance at what point, after cycle 6?
Yeah, actually. She had some symptom benefit, and she's tolerating it fairly well. And after the first 2 cycles, there was a small amount of shrinkage, and so I went for another 2, and it's sort of like, sort of a little bit less, so I thought maybe if we just continue, I could achieve a little bit better for her.